It's an annual teddy bear toss. It benefits some pretty cool organizations. Let's talk about it. Danny Nelson, welcome to you, Danny.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Which class are you missing right now?
My study hall with Sister Robert Ann.
Oh, that sister's going to come and get us, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. yeah.
Well, you're studying now. You're using that time.
Exactly, yeah.
Wisely. Charlie Wonder, Jim, thank you for you and how you give your time when it comes to your organization, the Billy Bear Hug Foundation. You been well, Charlie?
I've been well. Thanks for having us this morning, Charlie.
Right, welcome. Danny, what's up?
Teddy Bear Toss, this coming Friday versus East, second annual. Bear Hugs and Billy Bear Hug teamed up for it. So we're looking for a big turnout, and hopefully everyone can come out to the game.
Your mom kind of pitched your story. She said, my son just started his own nonprofit to raise teddy bears for children in crisis. He's doing this through teddy bear tosses at high school. And certainly this caught your attention, Charlie, I imagine, because you're all about the bears as well.
It did. You know, it's an interesting tie-in. I think last year when Danny started the Teddy Bear Toss, no one really knew the connection with Billy Bear and my brother, having been actually the captain of the CC hockey team. And he actually scored his first goal against East. So this year it all sort of comes together and comes full circle as we do this game sort of in his memory 14 years later. So it's a very nice tie-in.
Dan, I want to break this down. So there's a hockey game this Friday night between Catholic Central
and East.
And East,
yep.
Grand Rapids.
East Grand Rapids.
I'm not a native, so I should know the rivalry. How will this teddy bear toss work?
So it's CC versus East, okay. And then as the game's being played, after the first goal is scored, all the fans have teddy bears, and they throw them over the glass onto the ice. So it's like raining teddy bears on the ice in the middle of the – or after the first goal. So there will be
a goal.
Right. Hopefully. That's kind of a nail-biter if there will be a goal. But with high school hockey and two big teams, there definitely will be. So we'll have them be thrown then.
Why is this so important to you, Danny?
I don't know. I like giving back to the community, and I feel like it's a really cool – experience for the stands, the people in the stands, and the guys on the ice, and it's cool for the kids that get the bears as well, so it's kind of works for everyone.
And you originally didn't know the story of Charlie's organization, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't. A friend texted me about it, and then I got in touch with him, and he told me the story, and it was crazy how weird, like how well it fit in with the event, so I was like, might as well team up, and we did, and it's been great ever since.
Again, Charlie, your organization does provide teddy bears to kids with life-threatening illnesses. Tell me a little bit more about how you work.
Yeah, so we partner with organizations like Bronson Children's Hospital down in Kalamazoo, Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, Children's Healing Center, any really organization that's serving kids with life-threatening illnesses. So wherever we can get bears into those kids' hands at their time of need, it's, you know, we partner with some of those organizations.
Yes. What an awesome opportunity to experience a child holding a little bear in his or her probably little bed in the hospital, right?
Absolutely, and it there's some history to it as well. You know, after we lost my brother, some friends had gone out when I returned back to college to take my exams after his memorial service, and some friends had gone out and actually made a bear. So that was sort of the original idea for the organization. But when you see these kids walking around the children's hospitals with their teddy bears, it's just, it warms your heart for sure.
I'm looking at your press release where it looks like this happened last year.
Right,
Danny.
Yep, last year's first annual.
So give me more specifics. When I walk in, am I handed a teddy bear?
When you walk in, hopefully you would have brought your own new teddy bear, or we have them selling at the door in case you didn't, and then all the money raised and all the bears go to our foundations, and then you would be sitting in the stands waiting for that first goal, and then hopefully after we score the first goal, it gets thrown on the ice.
And you said we.
Yeah.
Because how are you involved athletically here, Danny?
Yeah, I'm a junior at Catholic Central, and I play on the hockey team. I played there for 2 years, and it's kind of a weird spot because I really want to say go Catholic Central, but I got my feet in both pools, so I'm happy if both teams score, but really on the ice if East scores, I won't be too happy, but I'll be happy that all the bears get donated for a great cause.
Yes. And that cause to support the Billy Bear Hug Foundation. I'm doing the math here, Charlie.
Bear Hugs.
Yep. Is that your organization?
Yeah, Bear Hugs is mine. Billy Bear Hugs is Charlie's.
What's the website for Bear Hugs? Or Facebook, you probably
all Bear Hugs for Kids on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, then you work together down the line, Charlie?
Yeah, you know, it's a really nice fit in that our bears go strictly to children with life-threatening illnesses, kids in hospitals, and hospice programs. But, you know, Danny, their organization having a broader footprint, children in crisis and adoption agencies, it's sort of a really nice fit because sometimes some of the bears that we receive, we cannot actually distribute them into the hospitals. So I think there's going to be some complementary relationship here with the two organizations.
Again, talking about tossing teddy bears and more. Charlie, I'm doing the math here. Again, you lost your brother in 2003-04.
It's been 2010.
2010.
Yep.
Okay, he was captain. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So that's been, 7 years now.
7 years, yeah.
And you were younger, obviously, as well. How old were you?
I was 19, yep, sophomore in college. Yeah,
so, and you were just... Danny, you were out. Where were you in 2010?
I was probably in Rockford. I switched to Catholic Central for hockey in school in the middle of my freshman year, and then I started my sophomore year. So I was probably in Rockford fooling around.
Fooling around, and do you know how life throws you a cool curve. Again, talking about Bear Hugs. And certainly this opportunity to support the Billy Bear Hug Foundation. So, I mean, let's be real. Who's favored to win Friday night?
Both teams are good, honestly. We've played similar teams and we've had similar outcomes. So I really think it's going to be a toss-up, whoever comes out to play better.
Okay, that's a good answer. Your coach would have loved that. How about Charlie? You're probably not neutral either.
You know, Shelley, it's funny. I kind of could be neutral. It sort of equals itself out. You know, I went to East, but Billy was, of course, the captain of Catholic Central. So it made our household interesting when his little brother decided to go to the rival school. I would say I'm hoping for a great turnout from both schools and hoping that everyone walks in the door with a bear. And whatever the outcome, I guess so be it.
All right, Danny. So details one more time for Friday night. Where am I headed?
Southside Ice Arena on 100th Street at 7:30 p.m.
Walk in with either a bear?
Yep, a new teddy bear, or you can buy one at the door. Feel free to bring your whole family, and feel free to bring a ton of bears. You don't need to just bring one. Game starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a ton of fun stuff. Intermission games, CC versus East, Frozen T-shirt, Bubble Ball. Ton of fun stuff going on, so there's stuff for everyone in the family.
Yes, but bottom line, Charlie, proceeds going to touch, future hockey players. Let's go there.
Right, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to support both organizations, so, you know, we'll kind of divvy up the bears, and the ones that we're able to give to our partners, we will, and we'll split the proceeds down the middle with the two organizations.
All right. Well, certainly a cool visual Friday night. May the better team win, but let's just say may somebody score a goal. My goodness gracious.
Right.
Have a backup plan, man.
Right.
I doubt if that'll happen. All right. Again, Danny Nelson, how do we find out more about Bear Hugs?
You can get us on Facebook at Bear Hugs for Kids, and we'll have a website coming up, and then on Instagram as well at Bear Hugs for Kids.
Charlie Wonder, Jim, your information?
Yep, Billy Bear Hug on all social media outlets and BillyBearHug.org.
Should have brought a bear in today for a photo op. Well, we'll pretend. Good luck to you. Be safe. Catholic Central Hockey is hosting the second annual Teddy Bear Toss to benefit these great organizations, Charlie and Danny. Thank you.